Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word Board today with Reverend Andre Thompson.
Get ready for real talk, real life issues in the next half hour.
The next voice you will hear will be no other than Reverend Andre Thompson.
Well, good afternoon and God bless you. This is yours truly, Apostle Andre Thompson, and we're coming live from the studios in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. That's right. We're in the state of New Jersey today. Amen. And today is a wonderful day because we are still in the land of the living. So I want you to prepare to get yourself in a position for expectation to receive from the Word God on today. Amen. I'm just excited about what God is doing. Today I have my beautiful spiritual daughter, evangelist Crystal Green. I call her my spiritual daughter, but you know something? God has been a blessing. She has been a blessing since I've known her. Amen. A woman that loves the Lord. Amen. And we're not sugarcoat or water down the word. A true woman of God. I thank God for joining me today in the studio. Amen. So I want you to get ready. Amen. Let God have his way on today. Praise God. Listen to me. I'm going to bring out our guest right now, Evangelist Crystal Green. How are you doing today?
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm excited. I'm highly favored, extremely dangerous, loving Jesus Christ. I'm excited about what God is doing in the land of the living right now. And this is a wonderful time to be. You know, some people say something like this here, you know, because we're living in perilous times and this is a bad time to be living. But I come to find out just the opposite, see, because I found out that, you know, the enemy tried to turn everything that God do upside down. He tried to turn it to be the opposite, you know. But I find out that we're still in the land of living. This is a great time to be living, amen, because there's a revival that's going to hit the airwaves, praise God. So listen, what we're going to do, we're going to open up a word of prayer, amen. We're just going to go ahead and let God, we're going to tag team today, praise God. You that are listening on the line today, I want you to get ready because we're going to be including you somewhere down the line for the end of the show. But I want you to know that we are just going to allow God just to have his way. So at this time, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace this afternoon, Father. Lord, we thank you right now, Father, for saturating the airways, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, that every opposition, every assigned assassin is being binded up on earth right now. We cast every assigned assistant and assigned assertant. Assigned a demonic spirit, Lord, we send it back into dry places right now. Father, we lose the peace that surpasses all understanding. Even right now, Father, as we decrease, you increase, Lord. You arise and your enemies be scattered, Father. Lord, we thank you right now for the real word that is about to be spoken on this day, Father. Now, give those that are listening, Father, clarity and understanding that the word surely just engraft upon their hearts, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, on today, you know, I don't have no particular topic, amen, but I do want to say something about the adversary, Satan. I just want to just talk about and use something out of the book of Job. They close the word Satan. They talk about Satan among the heavenly court, amen. The Hebrew word Satan refers to the adversary, or an accuser in the court. It says, God sometimes appoints angels as adversaries for righteous judgment in opposition to evildoers. Where the word Satan is translated or blocked, amen, it also says in the Old Testament, it hints that the accuser is a demonic character. But between the times of the Old Testament and the New Testament, Satan became identified with the serpent in the Eden, Garden of Eden I'm talking about. The New Testament also refers to the Satan as being the serpent, also sort of the chief demon. Satan also is among with numerous other names, such as the devil, the tempter, Beelzebub, the ruler of demons, the deceiver, the evil one, the great seven-headed dragon, and the serpent of old, murderer, and the father of lies. Satan incited David's senses. In other words, he took to betray Jesus. Remember that story when Jesus had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says after the fast, he was hungry. Amen. And the enemy came to tempt Jesus. Amen. So we understand that there's something about the enemy, but I wanted this to show and share that with you, you know, Evangelist, because folks need to understand when they're reading the word exactly what the Bible, who the Bible's talking about, when they use the different descriptions to talk about the enemy. But there's one thing for sure is that he is a deceiver. He came to tempt. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we got some good news, don't we, woman of God, that even though
Amen.
He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, we have been equipped with the word of God that tells us that we have power. We've been given power and authority. You know, Jesus told the disciples after he had resurrected, before he ascended to heaven, he said, wait on the Holy Spirit, because you will be endowed with power. So there's something that we need to know, that we not only have been transformed, amen. I know I was telling you the other day about the word transmission. Well, we have not only been transformed, but God has made us transmitters and to be transmitted too. Yeah, so what do you want to say about that, Evangelist? Amen.
Amen. I heard you earlier when you first started, you said today we was going to do some exaltation. So it's a good thing that you're making us aware of our adversary, because we do need to know our opponent as well as we do need to know who our God is. And I'm just hearing right now that our Redeemer liveth. Amen. I'm hearing the scripture that says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. For the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. And so I'm just hearing, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. For it is a good thing for us to just go ahead and give thanks unto the Lord and sing forth his praises, O Most High. For whoso offereth praise glorifieth God, and to him that ordereth his conversation upright. God said he's going to show us his salvation. So in all that we're hearing right now, as the man of God is talking about our adversary, to counteract that is to use the weapons that we have that are not carnal, but strong and mighty through God, to pulling down strongholds, which is the weapon of our praise and our thanksgiving. Because the Bible said that whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. And then it says to those who ordereth their conversation upright. It says that God will show the salvation. He will show us his salvation. So there's no weapon that is formed against us, talking about the adversary, that is formed against us will be able to prosper if we use the weapon that God has equipped us with. Amen. So it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to show forth and to sing forth his praise. And I just want to encourage the saints to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. That's my mindset at this point.
Amen,
amen,
amen. And that's so on time, because, see, not only are the redeemed, I heard you say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's one thing about being the redeemed, see, that all falls back in part of when Christ was saying that we had to first in order seek the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. So you might be saying, well, what you mean, man, God? Well, first of all, there's something about when you seek God's kingdom and his righteousness, because in order to understand how the kingdom operates, so we have been chosen, we've been the called, we've been the redeemed, we've been called by the Most High God. I heard in the Bible, in the books of Romans, it speaks about how God had pre-chosen us. I believe it's in the 8th chapter of Romans, around somewhere around verse 28, and between 28 and 30, somewhere around there. It says that God had pre-chosen us to be heirs with Christ, so we can be adopted into the family. So if you are born into royalty, amen, I like this to paraphrase something real quickly. When you think about when the, like the queens and the kings, when they have children that are born into royalty, they are born into their kingdom. So they learn kingdom principles and they learn how to talk the way that the folk talk in the kingdom, because they have to understand the laws and the ways of the kingdom. So God wanted us to learn about his kingdom, because his kingdom is rather different than what's here on earth, because you know the Bible says that the way of the world is not of God. God is not one that loves the people of the world. God, as a matter of fact, he said in his word, he said, if you love the world, you are an enemy to God. So we found there's two different kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of Satan. We're going right back to the adversary, see, because he set up his kingdom also to try to throw down God's kingdom. But see, not only did God want to, I heard her go say this here, not only did he want you to understand his kingdom, but you'll be able to recognize the enemy's kingdom compared to God's. And then once you understand the kingdom, praise God, you'll have to seek God's righteousness. Why? Because you, God said that as I am holy, you should also be holy. In other words, we have to live a holy and a righteous life, but we need to understand what that composes of, what that's actually all about, because we started hearing about the fruit of the Spirit, and there's different things, different ingredients that have been placed in us, amen. So I want to say, I'm going to pass the baton to you, Sister Crystal, in a moment, but I want to say this here. Then the Bible said, then everything else will be added. See, in other words, I have to tell somebody back in the day, I said, some people, if you were to give them $1 million right now, it would destroy them because they're not ready for it. They wouldn't be responsible. They couldn't be trusted with it. It would be more of a self-destruction than it would be a blessing. So we have to be able to handle the things of God, because when God releases something into your hands, we have to be able to be good stewards, amen, over the small things. So imagine what God's going to release into your hands. Go ahead, Sister Crystal. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As I was exhorting the redeemed to say so, perhaps there is a mixed multitude in the listening audience that is not yet redeemed. So I just want to let the unredeemed know that the Holy Spirit has not forgotten about you and that he will come down your street in a moment. But right now, I just want to exhort the redeemed and tell the redeemed of the Lord that it's high time for us to open up our blessed mouths and talk back to whatever the circumstance, situation, issues that we're facing right now. Because I remember a song that says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fears are gone. And I know that life is worth the living because our Redeemer and death and life, we know, is in the power of our tongue. So we have the weapons. We have to use them. And as I stated before, that our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And again, those weapons are the thanksgiving and praise. Because if it's okay, Pastor, with you, I believe we hit the right chord. And if it's okay, if we can linger just for a moment, In this vein, the how that I'm hearing the scripture said that we need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, regardless of our circumstances, situations, and issues, we need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Because he said, again, if we order our conversation upright, he said he's going to show us the salvation of God. So the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. The Holy Spirit has not yet forgotten the unsaved, but we're talking this to the exhortation of the redeemed. And into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord, regardless of circumstances, situations, Satan, adversaries, and death, for the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because right now, amen, amen, what I'm talking about right now is the God that hangs the earth upon nothing. We are magnifying the God who, at the blast of his nostrils, caused the waters to heat up, stack up one upon another like stair steps at the Red Sea, so that his people could cross over. And then when their enemies tried to cross over, same blast of his nostrils that caused the waters to stack up and stand still started coming down back to its original form and drowned the captain and his host. And we can just bring it more closer to home base. We are exalting the God who is lending all of us our next breath. So it behooves all of us to obey his commandment that says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have the victory. We already overcome. When we have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit on our side, we have the majority. So that says winner. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. And I receive that. And you know something, I wish we had a whole lot of time, but you know, there's some people online today. And what I want to do, you might be listening to the voice, our voices right now from the internet. You might call in online. But I do want to give you an opportunity on today. We want to minister to you. Amen. And one of the things is that, see, God is looking. I'm going to tell you something. God is looking for people who are sincere, that are true believers, that are willing to serve him in spirit and truth. You're not looking for folks that just want to serve God on the weekends and the rest of the week do what they want to do. You're not looking for folks that only want to serve him when it's convenient. Because, you know, I was reading in the Bible earlier today in the book of Ezekiel, amen, how God, he was so, the word wrath, W-O-R-T-H, he was so angry with his people. He was angry with Israel. Why? Because they had defiled themselves. They had went against God. And what else did they do? They not only went against God, but they were living a sinful life. And, you know, he had got so to the point where he had destroyed so many. He had caused all type of things that happened. There was famine within the city and outside the walls. There was an army out there. And those that were outside would get murdered by the army. Why? Because when you are living in sin, amen, you are definitely, your destination is death. There's no way around it. There's no way from it. If you're living a life of sin, your destination is going to be death. And one thing for sure, if we find out what happened in the Garden of Eden because of their disobedience, sin entered into mankind, and they were disconnected from God. So on today, if you're listening to our voice, what I want you to do is on your keypad, I want you to press the number 1 on the keypad, amen. And we want to pray with you. We want to minister to you. I believe that God has a word for you. We don't have a whole lot of time, amen, but for you that are listening on the line today, there's many of you, amen. We want to give you the opportunity to be able to answer a few. Just press the number 1 on the keypad. Praise God. And while we're waiting for folks to respond, amen, even from the internet, from the chat rooms, I want to say this, evangelist, you know, I'm excited about what God is doing. You know, today we're going to, amen, be embarking on a new emphasis, amen. And God is doing it in some mighty way. But I do have someone from the area code 240, first 3 numbers is 423. Amen. I'm about to bring you into the studio. God bless you. You're on the line. 240-423. You're online.
Hello, it's Barbara Bullock. I am the evangelist Crystal Green's mother, and I am asking for prayer. I have several health issues that needs to be addressed, as well as I have a failing marriage, and I am at my wit's end with my marriage and with my, like I said, health issues that I have as well.
Yes. Amen. Crystal, you want to pray?
Amen. So, Ma, I just want to let you know that as long as we still have breath in our body, there is still hope. So it's nothing impossible with God. We go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you that you heard the prayer request of my mom. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that not only you heard it, but you already answered it because you already see and know what's going on. Father God, we praise and we thank you in the name of Jesus that by your stripes, my mother is healed in her spirit, her soul, her mind, and her body, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physically, and every realm. We thank you that as it is already done in heaven, it is already done on earth concerning her marriage. We put it in your hands, and we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
What I wanted to say to you is this here. When you were speaking and you were giving your prayer request, I need to say this. I speak even to your body right now. I speak to every element. I even bind up and I come against fear and I come against torment. I hear in the Spirit of God a tormenting spirit. I bind up a tormenting spirit that comes to invade, that even attach your nerve system. I rebuke and I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. I hear God telling me to tell you, Mother, Jesus said, stop worrying. He said, leave it in my hands. For the battle is mine, and you shall not die. You shall live. And God said, stop worrying because it's not in your might, but it's in God's might. It's through his strength, says the Lord. Amen. And concerning even the marriage and everything else that's going on, God said, just trust me. He said, just continue to serve me as you serve me unto the Lord and continue to be the woman of God that he had called you from ages, from when you were even young. God said that he's been bringing back to your memory things of the past for a reason, so that he can remind you and comfort you, amen, hallelujah, that God has been with you all along. So, Mother, I want you to be encouraged and understand that you are with God and God is with you, and he wants you,
amen,
to understand that you can put your trust in him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you, God.
God bless you, God. Thank you so very much. Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Thank you, Amen.
Amen. Listen, beloved, we have room for maybe another one. If there's someone else out there that needs prayer or would like to speak to us while we're on the air right now, praise God. We have area code 202-717. You're online. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Mother Cunningham, and I like to just pray. I like a prayer for myself and maybe Crystal, sister, Crystal can say the prayer for me because I've been going through, but I know God is able. You know, I got to hold on to my faith, you know. I have to. God is all I got. He's all I got.
Mother, I want to pray this before Evangelist Green prays for you. God told me to tell you, amen, pray God, that even in the situation you've been going through. He says, don't look at the situation. He said, situation was designed for God's glory. Amen. See, remember when Jesus had heard that his friend Lazarus was sick and everyone was sick because he had passed away and Jesus didn't get there on time. But I want you to know that Jesus said that it was only done for God's glory. In other words, he needed to let them know that he had power to do certain things to even raise the dead. Well, God told me to tell you that there's certain things that have happened in your life that he's going to get the glory. So understand that even in the midst of your fiery furnace, God said, I'm with you, but the flame should not kindle upon you, nor shall the water, the floods, overcome you, but I am with you in the midst of everything that you're going through, and your end will be better than your beginning. Praise God. Go ahead, exactly.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Father God, we thank you for Mama Cunningham. We thank you, Lord God, for her even requesting prayer, Lord God. We thank you that, Lord God, she is not going to listen to the lying wonder, the adversary. She's not going to forsake her own mercies. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're touching her right now in her spirit. Lord God, we thank you that you're bringing peace into her spirit, man, right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that everything that you have for her life, Lord God, even as the pastor just now spoke into her life, it comes to pass even now as it is done in heaven, it's done in earth, in her life, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, be encouraged.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Thank you for the prayer. Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless you, too.
We have enough time for about one more person. Amen. And then I need to give you some contact information, how you can contact the ministry, praise God. But, you know, we actually been celebrating 7 years. 7 years that we have started the Word for the Day broadcast. And when God first birthed this in us, amen, that's 7 years ago. And on tonight, we have the prayer line, Prayer Warriors International at 11 p.m. So you need to find out how to get there and be near there at 11 o'clock. Praise God. But listen, if there's no one else, at this time, I'm going to give you information how you can contact the ministry. Praise God. You can reach us at info@citywidecog.org. That's info@citywidecog.org. And our website is www.citywidecog.org. That's C as in Charlie, O as in October, G as in Glorious. So that's citywidecog.org. Evangelist James, you have anything you'd like to say at this time?
Yes, to the unsaved, I would like to say, because I said that the Holy Spirit has not forgotten about you, that God loved you so much, he loved you, that he gave his only begotten son. And that he says in his word that if you believe on him, you will never perish, but you will have everlasting life. So if you're unsaved and you don't know who I was exhorting and saying that the redeemed of the Lord say so, you can come on in the number and be redeemed and rejoice with us. Amen. It's not too late.
Amen.
It's not too late. Amen. As long as you still have breath in your body, it's not too late. There's still hope. Amen.
Amen. If you're out there and you say, you know, man, woman, God, I heard God touch me today, and I want to see Christ as my personal Savior. Maybe I was a backslider. Maybe it was a prodigal son. I need to recommit myself. Wherever you might be at in your walk today, I want to say that, just repeat this in the prayer with me, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God that died for my sins. And was resurrected on the third day, and he sat on the right hand side of the Father. Lord, forgive me my sins, cleanse me, make me white as snow. This day I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's that simple. Please email. I want to send you, if you don't have a Bible, I'm going to send you a Bible. If you don't have a church, I want to give you some information. I want to just continue just to bless you. Listen, if you're listening out there, praise God, you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, we definitely want you to sow into good ground. You can sow into the ministry, amen, by just going to our website, which is www.citywidecog. We are challenging people today to take a leap of faith, right? I'm going to step out, and I'm saying we're going to look for folks to take a leap of faith. Of faith, man. God,
amen.
Well, leap of faith. You step out there. You know, we live by faith, not by sight. And, you know, there's a lot of times the Bible says that we have faith as small as a mustard seed, amen, that it will be able to move mountains. And I want to let you know right now, wherever you're going through, praise God. God said, you take care of my house, I'm going to take care of yours. So be a blessing. If this word has blessed you today, amen, and you say, you know something, I just want to be a blessing. I want to bless the man of God. I want to bless everyone out there on today. I just want you to just go ahead and sow. Praise God. Amen. And we have someone to it. 202-553. God bless you. You're on the line.
Yes. I'm not going to be on it long. I just wanted to thank you for allowing my sister, this is Crystal, allowing her to be able to get on the line and minister the word of God. Thank you so much.
Amen. She has been such a blessing to me in the short period of time we have known one another, almost 6 months. She has truly been, you know, God sent. So I thank God for, you know, who God places in my life and also gives me the opportunity to minister to me. You know, so we are a blessing to one another. So I thank God for you as well, sister. Listen, Crystal, you got anything like to say before we get up the line?
Amen. It's of the Lord's mercy that none of us have been consumed. His mercy is great toward all of us. As a matter of fact,
I don't know what happened to my sister. I know my sister was speaking, praise God. Somehow we lost her in the midst of everything. But nonetheless, I thank God for Sister Crystal. Listen, beloved, I'm about to leave. I'm actually going to meet some people. We're supposed to be moving into a new church. So we've been praying about this the last month or so. Amen. Listen, God is doing some great things. Praise God. See me on Facebook under Pastor Andre Thompson. If you can't find it, reach out to Crystal Green, amen, Evangelist Green, amen. She'd be more than happy just to direct you to our site, to my page, amen, that God has blessed us with. Listen, if you can, please sow into the ministry. I'm telling you, God is doing some great things. We're about to do another outdoor worship service August 22nd. I thank God for each and every one of you all out there. And listen, this is Pastor Thompson. Join me on tomorrow at 5 p.m. Kingdom blessings upon you and your family. God bless you and take care. Good night.
God bless.